Sweetie's friends, we are continuing our previous shiur, and we were discussing the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda in the Sifra, who argues with Rabbi Yitzchak at the beginning of the Torah. Rabbi Yitzchak learns that we're told the story of the Bria to tell you that Eretz Yisrael, that God created the world and He gave Eretz Yisrael to Am Yisrael. And Rabbi Yehuda seems to hold that no, we got Eretz Yisrael. That's not why the Torah of Brias Olam was taught. And rather, Eretz Yisrael was given because it was Bechelko Shel Shem. And Shem then passed it on to Avraham Avinu. And we learned Sefer Bereishis, we learned how special the Avos were, and therefore they're going to inherit from Shem. And it's not because of the Tain of the Umas Olam, as Rav Yitzchak holds in Rashi. Rather, it's because of our Taina. Is it right that we're getting Eretz Yisrael? And Hashem says, yeah, yeah. It is. It's Bechelko Shel Shem. And Chaim just took it in the meantime. And then we saw that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Maseches Chulin, the Tariq mitzvahs we have are built on the mitzvahs of Bnei Noach. And therefore we say, we don't say Ein Yisr Chol Alisr, we say Yisr Yischal Alisr. That Gid Hanah, that the Gid Hanash is Chol on Behemet Meya. Because Gid Hanash is Noah given by Bnei Noach. And that's our Torah. Our Torah is built on the Torah of Bnei Noach, even though it's talking about Bnei Noach. Even non-Jews are Chai Bnei Avram and Achai. But we said that, according to Rabbi Yehuda, our Torah is the 613 plus the 7, Shev Mitzvah Bnei Noach. And a raya for this Yisod and Das Rabbi Yehuda, we can bring from the Sifra and Parashat Shemini on the Pasuk, Zos HaChai Sher Tochlu Mikol Behema, this is the Chai that you should eat from all the Behema. Mashma Motzi Miyad Mashma Michal Shenemar Ki Ar Kesev Nasati Lechem Eskol Yochel HaKol Yabuchlal HaHeter. Talmud Lomar Zelsa Behema Shartochel Shorosek Kvas Ksavim Seizim Ayel Tzvi Yachmor Yochel Ti Yakol Behema Kulam Uteris. Talmud Lomar Ach Basar Benavsho Dama Lo Sochelu Asar Evi Menachai Akein Lochem Nesos Gira Nasha Asar Gira Nasha Kochel Vishor Vekesef Eiz Lo Sochelu Asar Sadam Yochel Yu Mutarim Bezvicha Vishalo Bezvicha Talmud Lomar Bezavachta Vachalta. So what do we have here? We have Kiyarek Esef, we have a pasuk that tells us in Bereishis that you're allowed to eat the grass, you're allowed to eat vegetation, I mean you're allowed to eat everything. No. Now that the Torah tells us to eat animals, what's it telling us? Only certain animals we're allowed to eat. And even those animals we're allowed to eat, we're now allowed to eat Avram and Achai, we're now allowed to eat Kidah Noshe, we're now allowed to eat the blood, we're now allowed to eat the chelev, we're only allowed to eat after we shecht it. But where does the Medrash start? It starts with Kiyarek Esav, which is talking about Bnei Noach. So when it says Kiyarek Esav Nasati Lechem Eskol, so that's a heter also for Bnei Yisrael. And when it says Basar Benavsho Dama Lo Sochelu, which is talking about Noach, Inaladi Devrim and Achai for Bnei Noach. That's also talking about Israel. So you see in this Medrash that it's directed at the Jewish people. These are Asurim and Eterim that are for Am Yisrael. But they're rooted in what was given to Bnei Noach. Bnei Noach was given vegetation. And that means Am Yisrael is also given vegetation. And you might think that when we were permitted to eat it, animals afterwards, we were permitted to eat everything, kamash milan, then not. And we were asked, Am Yisrael was asked, what? Avram and Achai, Ach b'nafran, basar b'nafsho, domal asuchelu. So you see that according to Rabbi Yehuda, because again, Stam Sefraz Rabbi Yehuda, the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, the Targum Mitzvahs are built on the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. Stam Sefraz Rabbi Yehuda, we see in Sanhedrin Pei Vav. So not only does Rabbi Yehuda argue and Rabbi Yitzchak and hold that Sefer Bereishis wasn't written to answer the tainus of the Umas HaOlam, but he also argues and says that on the yisod of Rabbi Yitzchak that the Torah should have started with Achodesh Zelachem. Hapitom, Torah shouldn't start Achodesh Zelachem, because our mitzvahs, since our mitzvahs are built on the Sheva mitzvahs, we need Sefer Bereishis for the Sheva mitzvahs. In Maseches Yevamis and Daf Dalid, it says Esei Dochelos to say, and how do we know? Because it says Lo Sul Bashadni Is Gedilim Tasel Chomer Melozes Smuchim In Atar Minayim Shenem Smuchim La Adlo Lamatzim Bemis VeYasher. From Yosef Filu Mandelo Darish Smuchim Baalma Mishnah Torah Darish Da Rabbi Yehuda Baalma Lo Darish Uve Mishnah Torah Darish. So according to the Amor Rebbe Lazar, we have a makor from the pasuk of Smuchim La Adlo Lam, and we darshin Smuchim. We expound Psukim that are juxtaposed. But there's another shita that holds that no, only in Sefer Dvarim, that's the Rebbe Yehuda. Teiman Rebbe Yehuda. We have a pasuk Smuchim Lad Lola Matsuyim Bemis V'Yashar. And that's, you can darshan psukim from Smuchim. So how's Rebbe Yehuda arguing with this? And how does he know that it's only talking about Sefer Dvarim? So in Sefer Tehillim, Kufir Aleph, Of Teches, it says, Koch Masa V'Gid Lama Lassesem Nachalats Goyim. That's the pasuk. So it says, "Koch masa begid lamo." The power of his deeds he told to his nation. Kishenasan lem nachalas goyim. When he gave them the inheritance of the goyim of the nations, hodiam koch gvura. So he told them his power. Omeder shanchum akasav liyisrael ma'ase bereishis hodim sheretz shalom biyadol hashibo kol mi sheyirtze v'lakrei loshiv acherim. And the medrash says that ma'ase bereishis is to tell us that Eretz Yisrael belongs to God and he can put there whoever he wants. That the Umos, Rashi says, Shleichlu Umos Lomar Li Yisrael Gazlanim Atem. That they can't say we're thieves. Smuchim Heim Pekuda Val Smach Az Mechuzakim Ba'onshim Ba'asharas Ve'aparshios Kvuos Bo Kvuos Zo Al Zo Kesei Der V'lidrosh. When it says smuchim, that they're juxtaposed, what does it mean? It means they're well-based. Heim b'kudav al smach oz, as they're, his laws are on a strong basis. Mechuzakim, they're strengthened, ba'onshim, with punishments, v'azharos, and warnings, v'aparshios kvu azu al zu, and the parshios are set one after the next, keseder, v'lidrosh. So we could darshan, that's why they're put next to each other. So if we're going to come and darsh and smuchim in these Rashis, so we have to understand from Rashi that the Ikar Hagdoras HaTorah is in the Pasuk Masa Yodav Emes Umishpat Ne'amonim Kol Pekudav, that the work of his hands is true, his judgment, faithful are all of his laws. That the Chumash is a sefer of Pekudei Hashem to live in a world of truth and justice. It's all a building of mitzvahs and halachas with onshim and azharas. And it's written in a specific order. And everything is bidiktuk. Ah, what are you going to tell me? Then you should have started from Achodesh Zelachem, which is the first mitzvah, if everything is so careful. And therefore it says, no! Koach ma'asev higid lama losis lam nachal az goyim. That Sefer Bereishis is yotzeh min haklal shel Sefer HaTorah v'amitzvah. And you need that to be misalek time in the seumos. Now, according to Rabbi Yitzchak in the Medrash Tanchuma, the lashon of Los Islam Nachal Az Goyim is to give Bnei Yisrael HaYisharim, right? Lasher Yosher Be'enav, to give Bnei Yisrael HaYisharim Es Nachal Az HaGoyim HaChotim. That we're supposed to get this inheritance. The inheritance of the sinful. We're righteous, and we're getting their sinful inheritance. And then we're getting the inheritance of the sinful people. So that's all Rav Yitzchak in the Tanchuma. In other words, everything in the Torah is meduyak, and everything in the Torah is in the right order, and the Torah is strong, and the Torah tells us how to live right. So what do we have Maaseh Bereishis there for? So Rashi says in Tehillim, like we read before, to tell us that the Goyim who were sinful, they lost out in Eretz Yisrael. God puts there whoever he wants, and you can't say that you stole from us Eretz Yisrael. But how's Rabbi Yehuda going to learn? Rabbi Yehuda's going to learn the Pasuk differently. We're just going to learn Las Islam Nachalas Goyim, to give to Bnei Yisrael a Nachala that is part of the Chalukas HaGoyim B'Dorim Shel Yonoch U'Bonav. That's what it's not saying, Lachalas Goyim. The inheritance of the nations, that when after the Mabul, Hashem gave Eretz Yisrael, Hashem gave the world out to Noach and his children, and Shem got Eretz Yisrael. And now Bnei Yisrael are Mamshichei, like we spoke about in the previous year. Bnei Yisrael are Mamshichei Darko Shel Shem. We were blessed by Shem. Avraham Avinu was blessed by Shem. And Rabbi Yehuda looks at that positively, that he said, blessed are you, Abraham, blessed is your God. So we are inheriting it from Shem. So if we're correct in our understanding, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no difference between Sefer Bereishis and other Sefarim. It's not like according to Rabbi Yitzchak and the Medrash Tanchuma that it's separate from other Sefarim. No. We don't need the Teretz of Koach Maaseh V'Gidla Melosses V'Nachalas Goyim. We don't need to explain what Sefer Bereishis is doing there. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Pashut that we get Eretz Yisrael. Because we inherited it from Hashem. And there's no time of a time of Umas HaOlam. So how's Rabbi Yehuda going to learn the pasuk of Koch Maaseh V'Gid Lam Elosim Nachal Es Goyim? Not like Rashi quotes here, like he's saying that's according to Rabbi Yitzchak, that if the Umas claim that you're thieves, Koch Maaseh V'Gid Lamo, then no. I created the world. I told my nation my strength, and I gave them the nachal of the seven nations. That's why I created the world, and I gave it to them. But Rabbi Yehuda is not learning like that. How's Rabbi Yehuda going to learn passively? Rabbi Yehuda is going to explain that Sefer Bereishis, this pasuk means Sefer Bereishis is explaining the hemshech of Bria Solom until Bnei Noach, and Bnei Noach until Bnei Israel, and we inherited from Bnei Noach. Masiyad of Emesu Mishpat, in other words, Sefer Shmos, is. So Maaseh, Koach Maaseh V'Gid La'amo, that's Sefer Bereishis, that's Briyas HaOlam, that's God, that's Noach, that's Shem Ben Noach, that's Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. They were given Nachalas Goyim as descendants of Shem. Maaseh Yadav Emes U'Mishpat, like it says there in the Pasuk, Sefer Shmos. The work of his hands are truth and justice. We have Yitzis Mitzrayim, we have Kabbalah Satorah, the truth of and justice of Torah. What does it mean, Ne'amanim kol pekudav? That's Sefer Vayikra. The faithfulness of all of his laws. That's Ne'amanim. L'kabe mokom ha'amuna. It's all about the karbanos, the mishkan. That's a mokom ha'amuna, faith. Kol pekudav. Sefer Bamidbar, eschum shapkudim. That's what it's called, the counting. So we have Ne'amanim, we have a remis to Vayikra. So we have Koach Maaseh V'Gid La'amo Sefer Bereishis. Vasem Nachal Esgoyim. Masi Adav Emesum Mishpat is the truth that we got Matan Torah, the handiwork of God. We had Tzius Mitzrayim, Matan Torah, that's living Al Pi Emes V'Mishpat. Then we have Ne'amanim, Sefer Vayikra, the Emuna of the Mishkan, seeing God, the revelation of God, Kol Pekudav, Sefer Chumash HaPekudim. And then, Smuchim Lad Lola Masiyem V'Emes V'Yashar, that they're juxtaposed forever, made straight, honest and straight, that's Sefer Dvarim. Because Sefer Dvarim is about Smuchim. That were written by Moshe Rabbeinu, Asuyim Be'emes V'Yashar, so they should have La'ad La'olam. It's forever, since it was written by Moshe. So it's going to be eternal. Moshe Emes is Saraso Emes. So now we understand why Rabbi Yehuda holds that only Sefer Dvarim you darshan Smuchim. Because he learns the Psukim completely differently than the Medrash Tanchuma that Rabbi Yitzchak and Rashi brings in Tehillim. And it's not to answer the tain of the Umas HaOlam. But rather, the Psukim are explaining why, what the Seder of Chamisha Chumshei Torah is. First is Koch Maaseh V'Gid La'amo Nachal Es Goyim, that we're given the Nachal of the Goyim because we're Shem Ben Noach and we're descended from him and Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov and that Sefer Bereishis. And then Maaseh Yadav Emes U'Mishpat is Sefer Shmos, the Emes of the Torah. And then Ne'amanim is Vayikra, is the faithfulness of the Mishkan and the truth and the Emun of the Mishkan. And then Kol Pekudav is the Bedvar, Bamidbar. And then because it's Chumash Pekudim. And then Smuchim Ma'ad Lolam Lasuim V'Emes V'Yasha, that we darshan Smuchim, we have this juxtaposition. That's Dvarim. And therefore, the way he learns the Pesukim in Tehillim, only in Dvarim, Yidarshin Smuchim. So now we understand the Gemara in Yevamos. First time this explanation has been given since Bria Sa'olam. Pretty amazing. But maybe that's what the Rabbi Yehuda meant. That's why Sefer Dvarim, only in Sefer Dvarim, Yidarshin Smuchim. Terrific. Now, l'das Rabbi Yitzchak, we have to say that Eretz Canaan is b'chelko shel Cham. God gave it to Cham, and then he took it away and he gave it to Shem. Now, in Maseches Sota, Lamedal and Beis, it says, v'chevron shevet shanim nivnasa. Chevron was built 7 years before it's on Mitzrayim. The Gemara says, what does it mean? Nivnasa? Does it mean nivnasa mamish? What? Do you build a house for your younger son before your bigger son? It says, v'nei Cham, chushu Mitzrayim putu Canaan. Rashi explains, b'no katan Canaan was the katan habanim of Cham. And Mitzrayim was second. Mitzrayim was older than Canaan. So what is he taking care of Canaan before Mitzrayim? So Eretz Canaan was given to Canaan ben Cham al yidei Aviv. And he helped him build Chevron. But in Parshas Lecha, it says, V'yavar Avram beretz ad makom Shechem ad elom rem v'akanani yaz baretz. Rashi says, what does it mean v'akanani yaz baretz? That he was capturing Eretz Yisrael mizara shel shem. Because Eretz Yisrael was nofel b'chelik shel shem. Noach gave out Eretz Yisrael to Shem. Umalki Tzedek Melech Shalem, Rashi brings. That's Shem. And he got Eretz Yisrael. Afikach v'yomer el Avram, Lazarecha tenes Eretz Yisrael. Avram got Eretz Yisrael because of Shem. I'm going to give it back to him. So the Mizrahi on our pasuk says, what do you mean you're thieves? It must be that the Rashi here who says that you're like thieves is holding like Eretz Yisrael is b'chelko shel Cham, like we have in Maseches Sota that we just read out, that Eretz Yisrael belonged to Canaan, the son of Cham. So Eretz Yisrael belongs to Bnei Cham. That's why we're considered thieves. And then he brings Rashi in Shlach, and Rashi brings this in Shlach, and that's a stira, says the Mizrahi, to Vakanani Yaz Baretz. Kanani Yaz Baretz means, according to Rashi, that Eretz Yisrael belonged to Avram Avinu. He was capturing Eretz Yisrael. That Kanani Yaz Baretz, that Cham was capturing Eretz Yisrael Mizara Shel Shem, because Eretz Yisrael really belonged to Shem. Kanani was capturing it from Shem because it belonged to Shem, and that's why Avram Avinu got it from Shem. So the Mizrahi is asking a steer in Rashi. You Rashi and Bereishis Yud Beis Vav say that Eretz Yisrael belongs to Shem. But you, Rashi, in the Gemara in Sota, and you bring the Gemara, that Eretz Yisrael belongs to Cham. So he says, maybe there are Gadlos Chalukos. But based on what we said, it's Kevaldik. None of there are Gadlos Chalukos. One is like the Medrash Tanchuma, like Rabbi Tanchuma and Rabbi Yitzchak. And one's like Rabbi Yehuda, right, that the one who holds that it's from Cham, that it belongs to Cham, that's the Medrash Tanchuma, and that's Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak says, hey, you stole it. That they're going to say you stole it because originally it belonged to Cham. And Rabbi Yitzchak's brought in the Medrash Tanchuma, and that's the what we saw earlier in the Rashi and Tehillim, Koach Masiv Higid Lamo. The Medrash Tanchuma says, if you say you're thieves, they say you're thieves. No, you're not. I took it away from Cham and I gave it to you. So that's all the Medrash Tanchuma and Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yehuda holds no, it's given to shame, and you're not thieves at all. And what's Sefer Bereishis about? Sefer Bereishis is not to tell you that God created the world and He gave us Eretz Yisrael. But it tells us about Briya Sa'olam, and then the Mabul, and after the Mabul, God gave Eretz Yisrael to Noach, and Noach gave it to Shem, and Shem passed it on ultimately to Avram Avinu, and Sefer Bereishis has its own chashivas, because the rest of Targum Mitzvahs are built on Bereishis, they're built on the Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, that's Shitas Rebbe Yehuda. And that's why Rebbe Rashi was makbid at the beginning of Bereishis to write, Omer of Yitzchak! You should know, this is Dafka Shitas Rebbe Yitzchak, that if the Goyim say that you're thieves, I can tell you that I created the world and I gave it to Cham, and now I'm going to give it to Bnei Yisrael. That's Shitas Rebbe Yitzchak. But Rashi's Merames is also a different Shita. There's Shitas Rebbe Yehuda. And because Rebbe Yitzchak holds that it's just to tell you a side thing. It's like a Zionist thing. Tell you, Eretz Yisrael belongs to you. But there's another Shita. There's Shitas Rebbe Yehuda. That Sefer Bereishis has much more central chashivos. That Taryag mitzvahs are built al Sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach, and therefore learning about the Sheva Mitzvahs and the whole story of Noach and Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov, and also Eretz Yisrael, that we got Eretz Yisrael from Shem after the Mabul. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's what Sefer Bereishis is about, not just to tell us that God created the world and he gave us Eretz Yisrael. But all of Tariq Mitzvahs are built on the Sheva Mitzvah and Noach, like we saw in the Gemara in Chulin, and we saw in the Medrash that we brought as a Raya about the animals, that the heter of eating the animals is built on the heter from Noach. It's putting together the heter of Bnei Yisrael and the heter of Bnei Noach, because we're also Bnei Noach. Our heter is, our mitzvahs, are built all on our being Bnei Noach. So this is mamish yisodos gedolim me'od. And then it comes out that Rashi in Lech Lecha v'Kanani Yaz Baretz, that's Rabbi Yehuda, that they were capturing Eretz Yisrael from Shem. It really belonged to Shem. So Dvarim Hayin Neflaim B'Yoser, and we should be zochet to keep singing Neflaos Mitaras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.